Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back everybody to another edition. I'm your host, The Metal Dad, starting you off up in the irons. Invaders, why? Because we've been invaded. We've been invaded by Reaper Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show once again, Lord Gates.
What's happening everybody out there in Radio Land? It's nice to be back in the 860 where it's finally sunny.
Does the sun not shine in North Carolina?
It shines in North Carolina, but every time I come up here, it's bleak, black, and dark. It's like living inside of doom.
You know what? That's funny. The last time you were here, wasn't it like torrential rains?
It was, yeah. I've been back here about 4 or 5 times this year, and every time I've come back, it's raining, it's cold, there's no sunlight. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Seattle. What's going on?
No, it's not. It's Connecticut, but it is cold, and it's getting colder. But we are very excited to have you back on the show this week, guesting once again, because we are huge fans of Lord Gates and Reaper Radio, which we should, this is a good segue, let everyone know, remind everyone, including our Cygnus Radio listeners, that the Metal Dad airs on Reaper Radio on Friday evenings and Sunday evenings, but you should be listening to the Lord with Lord Gates, and when can they find you?
So I'm on Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Tune in, everybody. Tune in. And you might hear this song from this band on your show, because we were talking off air about how much we both like this record, and we'll tell you about it when we come back. This is Castle Rat. This is Siren. Smell Dad Radio.
Across the silence.
Metal Dad Radio. That right there. Three brand new tracks off of three killer albums, including Black Braid, which is a band you and I were talking about off air a little bit. They got a new record out that just dropped on August 8th called Black Braid 3. And you can find that up on Bandcamp. We gave you the track War Drums at the Dawn on the Day of My Death.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, I want war drums. I want war drums played on the dawn of the day of my death.
Yep.
Before that, Testament, a band that you should all know. They have a new record out, just dropped October 10th through Nuclear Blast, called Parabellum. And we played a track called Witch Hunt, which is one of my favorite tracks off this record because it's one of the heaviest.
I dig this record a lot. I was listening to this on the way here, and I was like, it starts off, so that first track is heavy and fast, and I'm like, how old are these guys? And they're still playing this fast. This is a great record. This will definitely make my top 20 this year.
They're older than us.
Oh, yeah. And Chuck Billy is definitely older than us.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, at least 6 to 10 years older than us. Yeah, I was a little nervous. I did not like the first single. I still think it's the weakest song on the record, which is really weird that they would make that the single. But the rest of the album is solid. I'm digging it.
It's tight.
And before that, starting off the block, Castle Rat out of New York City. They dropped their new record, The Bestiary, on September 19th. We gave you the track Siren. This is an album that's going to be on both our year-end lists, I feel.
And this is a band I am kicking myself that I missed them. They played up in Raleigh, Chapel of Bones, with Howling Giant, who has a new album out too. And I'm kicking myself that I didn't go and see them, because Castle Rat is, you got to go see them live to really, really appreciate what they do.
Yeah, there's lots of YouTube videos of their live sets at various clubs, and it is it's great, especially if you're like a Lord of the Rings fan. Just throwing that out there. All right, so one thing I do love to do, we're going to go back into some new music, by the way, because like I said, I'm still playing catch-up from being on hiatus for 2 months. But I love playing bands from my home state of Connecticut, and this is one of my favorites. And I kind of forgot they were putting a new record out until it finally dropped a couple weeks ago on October 24th. And we'll tell you more about it when we come back. This is Cemetery Moon off their new record, Dominion of Ashes. This is House of Usher. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. We're just sitting here waxing poetic about The Gate from 1986, if anybody remembers that movie. The little demon guys, little claymation demon guys.
The gardener, the landscaper falls over the big guy, and then he forms all these little dudes running around, and it's such bad claymation though.
So terrible.
It is, but for 1986, I would rewatch that again in a second. Yeah. But what we just played was three more amazing albums that have come out this year, including a band out of Portland, Oregon that I really dig called Tithe. And they have a new record that just dropped on Profound Lore on September 19th called Communion in Anguish. What do you think about that one?
I really dug it. That sound is awesome.
Yeah, that's some great old school style death metal. The Fruits of Spiritual Apartheid was the name of that song. Before that, we played Lamp of Murmur out of Washington State. They've got a new record out that just dropped last week on November 14th called The Dreaming Prince in Ecstasy, which only a black metal band can get away with that album title.
I love it how the black metal is strong on the West Coast.
Very. The Cascadian black metal, 100%. 100%. We gave you the track called Reincarnation of a Witch. And then Cemetery Moon from my backyard here in Connecticut. I believe they're from the Danbury area, if I'm not mistaken. October 24th, they dropped their new record, Dominion of Ashes. And we gave you the track House of Usher. Now, you and I were talking off air about how Connecticut no longer, the metal scene doesn't really have a quote-unquote sound.
Yep.
And we were talking about the five bands from Connecticut that I mentioned, these five in particular, that have all put albums out this year that sound nothing alike, right?
Yeah, you've got Bone Church, who put out Deliverance. What's today? Saturday? Well, if you're listening, we're recording this on Saturday, but yesterday on Friday, Mourn the Light put their new album out. Yep. That sounds like nobody else. And then you also you have When the Deadbolt Breaks. They had an album that came out a few months ago. Yep. And then what were the other two?
Intercourse.
Yep. Okay. And then what was the last one?
And then Cemetery Moon. So those five. So you've got black metal, you've got noise rock, you've got doom, You've got stoner rock, and then you've got weird ambient craziness that is When the Deadbolt Breaks. None of these albums sound alike, but they're all from the same tiny little state here in Connecticut. I love that.
I do too, man. I miss, and we were talking about this offline, is I live in North Kakalaki now, and I got to travel 2 to 4 hours to go to shows. You could literally see the same band three times in one weekend here in New England.
100%, especially if they're doing the New York-Boston run.
Yeah.
And maybe they got a show thrown in the middle, hopefully. And I love that very, very much. All right, so let's go now into albums celebrating anniversaries. I got to throw out real quick, we are not playing Fixation on a Coworker by Dead Guy.
Oh, I will be playing that on my show this week, 100%.
And that's why I'm mentioning that. Listen to Lord Gates on Reaper Radio. He's going to have some Dead Guy for you. We're both going to have Dead Guy, though, at the end of the year at some point.
Oh, that's a number one for me. I can honestly say the new Dead Guy was the best record to come out in 2025. And I got to see him live, too, so I can back that up.
There you go. I have not seen them live on this run. And I'm not telling you if it's my number one record because the Candyman has to guess in advance. So the first album we're going to go back to, though, is a band out of Germany called Paradox. Do you remember these guys?
No. I don't remember these guys.
So Paradox put out an album November 20th, 1989, called Heresy through Roadrunner Records. Sure. I bought the cassette of this back in the day because the album cover looked cool. That's why I bought it. And I absolutely love this record ever since. Let's give you a track of it right now. This is Paradox. This is Kill Time. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
questions for the dying.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three killer albums celebrating anniversaries, including a band that I think is one of the most underrated doom bands of all time. That would be Solitude Eternus. And on November 17th, 1994, they released their third album, Through the Darkest Hour, on Pavement Music. In my opinion, Lord Gates, those first three Solitude Eternus records are unheralded. They are gems of the doom world.
That's good. Coming out of Texas too, man. That's pretty cool, man. I was just saying offline, I thought the lead singer's voice kind of sounded like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. So I dug it because I like that style. But yeah, that's some good doom.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, Into the Depths of Sorrow, 91, Beyond the Crimson Horizon, 92, and then Through the Darkest Hour, 94. Those three, in my mind, those are just three untouchable doom albums. Before that, as you pointed out, I have played this song multiple times before on this show. Dissection, November 17th, 1995, they released Storm of the Light's Bane, one of my favorite albums from the 90s, on Nuclear Blast Records, and we gave you Where Dead Angels Lie.
Yeah, early Nuclear Blast stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, we were talking off air about how right now, labels like Profound Lore and 20 Bucks Spin, you see the logo, you just buy it. Yeah. Back in the day, in the 90s, that was Earache, Relapse, Nuclear Blast, really.
And then for me, it was like Revelation Records, Relativity Records, anything that was like hardcore based, you know, New York style stuff that was coming out. I would pick it up, and usually on cassette.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Revelation is a label that had put out a lot of records that I liked back in the day, 100%. And then starting off the block, Paradox is the name of the band out of Germany. November 20th, 1989, they released their Heresy album through Roadrunner. Again, I picked this up at a record shop. Blind. I saw the Roadrunner logo, which back in 89 was still good, and saw this album cover and went, yeah, I'll give this a shot, and I have loved this record ever since.
I've done that before and find some hidden gems like, oh, this has a Reaper on it, or this has a skull or flames, or this looks like you could summon, you know, Hades or something, and then you listen to the whole thing, you're like, oh, I'm going to go back and listen to the other catalog, and then you end up owning everything.
Yeah, and I kind of sort of do that now on like Bandcamp. I'll be like, oh, that's a cool album cover.
I do the same exact thing. Oh, that's a cool variant. I like that. That's neat. Yeah.
100%. All right. So thank you so much for sitting on this show, Lord Gates. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Appreciate it.
Like I said, it's great to be here, and it's sunny and nice, and I always love doing this. And thanks for bringing me in. This is very, very cool.
100%. Make sure you listen to The Lord on Reaper Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. We're going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to We Believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
100%. We're going to give you some Dio Sabbath. Nice. How about some Children of the Sea? Till next time, kids. Die. Reaching for the stars, we're blind.